Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Hoops and Hammers. I'm just going to get this out of the way now. This is roughly going to be a 30-minute podcast, one episode every week. I want to keep it smaller and fast, just so I can get it out easier. As of right now, there isn't a ton to touch on, so I'm going to be touching on like topics that I think at least are interesting that I've came up with. When the season restarts, it'll definitely be more of, this is what happened this week. Oh, Luka hit a cool shot. Giannis did the floss from Fortnite. And I think that'll be a bit more interesting, but to each their own. Today, I will be touching on a team that I like. Probably my second favorite team due to just a player being on it. I like the player more than the whole team, but that's just me. And that's the Golden State Warriors. They just got a new rookie as well. Well, not really new, but I like him a lot. James Wiseman is on the team now with Curry. And that's I like those two guys a lot. Even though they've both somehow, even James, have been riddled with injuries. Now, that leads us into today's topic of why the Golden State Warriors have probably kind of fell from grace due to injuries in the past 3 years. The team was riding high. I will say they were probably, like, it's still merchandise I see, at least, people wearing constantly. And that's the Warriors dynasty. They were 2 for 2, going for a three-peat. So, I mean, it's understandable. And seeing that kind of dismantle, I'm very glad it kind of did in the third year. I'm glad Toronto got their chip. Kawhi made me angry when he left. But it's nice that they did get two. Now, saying that, they fell apart because their team started to turn into cripples. 2019 was a rough year for them. Curry hurt his hand. Broke his hand, dislocated his finger, and sprained his ankle, which isn't pleasant. Those are all smaller injuries, at least. But I mean, basketball kind of requires your hands be in good shape, and with a break and a dislocation, it's just not going to happen. Kevin Durant, while he was still there, destroyed his leg with a calf sprain and the infamous torn ACL, which, if he wouldn't have, or torn Achilles, my bad, the ACL injury is on our next player. If he wouldn't have torn his Achilles, I don't know if the Raptors would have fared as well, personally. I don't wish pain on anybody, but I'm not a big Kevin Durant fan, and he's got big feet, and I'm glad that for that, because Milwaukee beat them. Anyways, and then you got Klay Thompson with a hamstring sprain and an ACL tear. I'm quite sure it was a tear. That was 2019. It may have not been strained. Yeah, it was an ACL tear in his left knee. Those are not good injuries. ACLs. I can include some education here. ACL, at least, it's very well known. But you have the ACL and the LCL. They're on the inside of your knee, roughly. You could say that it's covered by the kneecap, at least. But they make an X pattern, and they kind of hold everything together, more or less. So an ACL injury is just bad. And I mean, that's known, duh. But it's an injury that's very hard to heal back to the state it once prior was. It's not like, oh, I tore my bicep or I tore a muscle in my forearm. I can't think of one. those are able to heal much easier purely because they're not as small. They're bigger. You'll still probably have like lingering muscle damage. That's just commonplace. But the ACL, LCL are so small and specific that it's going to, and it's also determined by how bad the tear or sprain was. And I find it kind of just stuck with him. Not exactly knee-wise, but injury luck at least kind of stuck with him. His knee wasn't always the issue I found looking into his injury report, but Clay has a rough history with his ankles. Both of them. He's had a sprained left ankle, strained left knee, but that has nothing to do with it. Sprained left ankle, just an ankle injury in general. Right ankle in 2019 before his hamstring. He then in 2020, the main one, the main kicker, the big one, was his Achilles. That kind of took him out for the 2020-2021 season. This is kind of jumping the gun, but I'll just touch on it. I honestly think they could have done well. Maybe not phenomenal. I don't know if they would have been chip contenders. But they, Curry is, can only do so much. That's just how I see it. Clay is important. They're just a duo. And then you also have tailbone contusions on Curry, which leads us into that. Curry also kind of crippled himself. Tailbone injuries on three accounts on the March 17th, 04, 02, 05, 13, all in 2021. So that kind of leads us into the 2021 to 2022 season speculation. I'm not done with injuries, but I don't think they're going to do well. I think they're already kind of screwed out the gate. James Wiseman hurt his knee, which isn't good. He's young, and he's already damaging himself. No, I do have faith in him. I think he's going to be a good, phenomenal player. But if he's already damaging himself, I'm quite sure he caught or had COVID sometime as well. But if he's already injuring himself, like a knee is a very serious thing. Knee injuries will linger. I find no matter what happens, just from history of personal and looking at things online, watching other players, knees always, once they are hurt or damaged in some way, kind of just affect you for the rest of your life. Curry with his tailbone, he also hurt his ankle, and he had some illness sometime in 2021, possibly COVID maybe. And then you have Marquese Chriss, who damaged his left ankle, I think, may have been left or right ankle, syndesmosis joint, which is at the bottom of the leg. It's the tibial and fibula connecting. There's a gap in between them, and there's two ligaments that connect the two, and it's damaged in between there. But he also fractured his fibula. So, yeah, I don't know if we'll see him back at all, because he won't be able to even really walk fully. I did see rehabilitations going okay, which is nice to hear. That's very good. But it's looking at a team that needs kind of hope going into the future. It's definitely going to be rebuild for the next couple years at least. But Curry can only play for so long. He was drafted in 09. Clay was 11. 011. Those are your two biggest contenders right there. Those are your two biggest players. I'm not counting Draymond Green because I don't like him. His career high was a 14 in the like average points a game, I think, at least. His career average is 8.8 right now, but in 15-16, it was 14. Very nice, Draymond. Epic. I don't like him. Yeah. I mean, he's not bad. He has a lot of points. Averaging pretty, like, a few, but objectively, he is outshined. And that's just me, personally. Marquese Chris wasn't looking like anything super special, but it's still a blow to the team. Damaging players, like, or having players damaged, at least, it doesn't lead to very many good outcomes. It's just, it ruins team morale. Andrew Wiggins has been okay. He's putting up a pretty decent career with a 19.5 average as of current. He's been on Golden State for only 2 years now, but that's not too bad. I don't see them doing very well. Clay has still yet to really make an outcome. We don't know. He's doing drills, training drills, to see if his ankle can handle it. But that doesn't mean he'll get back into the games anytime soon. I'm worried for them, because the fan base, obviously, if you're dedicated. I mean, look at the Cavaliers, or just the New York Knicks in general. Like, what are you supposed to do? But for a franchise that was, like, phenomenal. I mean, even so, Cavaliers had LeBron, and it was like, woo, beautiful. Knicks, I mean, they were okay a long time ago, but haven't been in a while. Getting to that, though, with a team that's so damaged all the time and crippled, the best course of action here, to me at least, and this is leading into the great old Warhammer topic here, is if you could replace the team with things that can't really get hurt or die. So that's why I think we keep Clay and Curry, or I'll get to it. We keep Clay and Curry and then get rid of the rest of the team and just give them a Necron dynasty. If you don't know what Necrons are, which I'll touch on, Necrons are a race in Warhammer, which are robotic or robot death skeletons with, like, an Egyptian twist. They used to be a species called the Necron Tyr. They had very poor, garbage lives because the planet they lived on was just dookie. It was bad. So they wanted immortality. They were literally called the Old Ones. Didn't want to give it to them, so they found another. They took it very well. The Silent King especially took it very well, and he waged war on them. The war didn't go very well, so they found other gods, and they said, hey, make us immortal. So they did, but then they took all the Necron Tyr's souls, turning them into Necrons. Necron Tyr. It's the same thing, just Necron Tyr is when they were living things and now they're robots. Only certain ones kept their conscious, so barely any of them know what's going on. So now they're robots. They literally, they're so strong that they split the gods that turned them into robots into pieces that power their weapons now. So personally, I think we either turn Curry and Clay into Necrons, let them keep their consciousness, and then just field the rest of the team as Necrons. I think that's best. The team can't get injured. The team can't really die. They're not super fast, which, I mean, that kind of falls apart. But a Necron is like 8 feet tall. Necrons are 8 feet tall, so you got a height advantage. The whole team would be the tallest players in NBA history, I think. Manute Bol was pretty big, but I mean, your whole team's 8 foot tall, so I don't know if that really matters. And you just ball. You get pushed down and you kind of just get back up. They have Gauss weapons, but you can't use those in basketball. Yeah, I think it would really add to the team, especially if you had like some cool protocols and stuff, because the Necrons have some neat things. They have this thing called reanimation protocol. This is tabletop stuff that doesn't really affect any lore, but they can get back up if they're killed and they just resurrect. But you need like a Necron overlord to do stuff like that. So we'll just take Steve Kerr and turn him into a Necron overlord as well. He can still run the team, and now he can't die, which, I mean, I guess could be punishment for... I mean, it would be viewed as punishment. He's an undying robot skeleton. But, I mean, he gets to run the Golden State Warriors forever. Would they be balling? Yeah. I don't think anybody could really get in the way. It'd be epic. Now, truly, would they... really be unstoppable? Yes, they would. They'd be unstoppable. This episode has been a bit shorter. It's just kind of an intro to things, but there are some topics I do want to just touch on before we close. It'll probably be a 20-minute runtime, roughly. But some other things I do want to touch on at some point are the Bucks, the Heat, and what I think is best. Luka is a big topic I wouldn't mind. Super teams is an interesting one as well. I have some opinions on things, especially the Brooklyn Nets and the LA Clippers. I have some very, very interesting opinions on them. What the Toronto Raptors are going to do, personally, I don't know if they're going to do much for the next little bit. We did get a good rookie in this draft, I will say. We did get an okay rookie. But the main poll here is going to be from when the season starts. Today, I just wanted to kind of poke fun at Golden State because they're crippled. It's very upsetting. I love the team. I like Curry, Clay, all of them. It's just having a team so riddled with injuries and so constant. Like, it's Curry in 2021 alone had 5 instances of just injuries, an ankle illness, and then 3 tailbone occurrences. 2020, which wasn't bad, but same with Clay. Clay doesn't have anything yet, but that's obviously because he had the right Achilles injury in 2020, which has still... he's still not, like, cleared. 3 days ago was the latest update we had. And that was, he's starting to do drills, practice drills, because they don't want to push him. And I just, those are truly, I will say, your 2 most important players on the team. You don't need super players or like power players. You don't need these gods on a team to be super successful. Yes, Kawhi is a very good player. If without him, I don't know. I don't think the Raptors wouldn't have gotten to where they were, but Kawhi himself didn't get Toronto to where they got. You needed the rest of the team. It was that chemistry. Curry kind of brings the team together, in my eyes at least. Same with Clay. Clay's important. He's Curry's right-hand man. So having injuries so frequent. In 2019, Clay had 6 instances of injury. 2019 for Curry, he had 5. I don't think Curry's getting old, and I don't know if he can keep that up, especially with him having kids. He's married. at some point, like, he's been in the league for 12 years now. I truly believe that at some point he's going to have to leave very soon. Not like super, super soon, but I don't know if he's going to be able to keep up injury-wise, because a tailbone injury is a big thing. Hands, I mean, they're important to the game, but they'll heal faster. Ankle injuries are pretty bad. That tailbone worries me. Same with Clay. The Achilles is a bad injury. The knees, though, that ACL is going to haunt him. He's only been in for 8 years, so he should be able to stay. That's where I hope at least James Wiseman will come in and kind of fill the role as a new leader. Because that's what I view Curry as. Curry is this, he's broken records, and I'm very happy for him. But he's the one that brings the team together, at least. That's how I see it. Coming to a close here, I just want to thank you for listening. As I've said, this should be weekly. If not, it'll be bi-weekly. Shouldn't be, though. I do have a Twitter. Follow me. At Hoops and Hammers. At Hoop Hammer. Or Hoops Hammer. On Twitter. Which is mainly where you'll see postings from me. I might make a TikTok as well. Just for some extra content. But overall, I just want to say thank you for listening to the first ever episode of Hoops and Hammers. Bye-bye.